AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the Ed, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening, and Facebook, Business on the Edge, or email us at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. We always want to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. We work hard to bring you a show with great guests, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional and business growth. And as always, you can dial into the show at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. Dale Carnegie. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. If you tuned into the show last week, we had Auntie Anne's famous pretzels. In fact, some of my favorite pretzels. And she said something interesting. She said, entrepreneurs do things that other people don't do. And what she really meant, and as she expounded on that, she talked about, you know, when you start a business or when you're doing a business, it is difficult. And sometimes as an entrepreneur or visionary, you quit or you can't take that long haul or do what needs to be done. And she says, but entrepreneurs, true entrepreneurs, they do what it takes to get it done. And like Dale Carnegie says, when there's no hope, or it seems to be no hope at all. So tonight on Business on the Edge, we are live from the Windy City from Chicago. So if you are in the Bay Area, I am not there in Silicon Valley. I am in the Windy City here in Chicago, and Chicago is definitely a windy city tonight. We got some storm watches going on tonight, but this is fantastic. So I have a test question for you, and I'm going to cut you some slack, Silicon Valley, just because you probably don't know the answer to this question. So I'm going to just keep that in mind. But here it goes. So this is a nationwide, worldwide question. When you think of the world slider in relationship to food, what restaurant comes to mind? Now, before you answer that question, there is only one right answer. So if you get it wrong, you flunk the test. And I'm going to tell you what that restaurant is because they are on the show tonight. My favorite, and as many of you know who listen to my show, when I come to Chicago, there's one place that I slide by, hint, hint, when I come into the city, whether it's Midway or O'Hara Airport, I am trying to slide by my favorite go-to Castle. And if you haven't figured that out just yet, stay tuned into the show, and we will talk a little bit more about who's on the show with us tonight. But before I do that, I have to talk about my flight here. Just kudos, Sir Richard Branson. You are like my hero in terms of flying the friendly skies. I'm talking about, I don't think that there's a bad seat on the plane. I think the experience is giving Southwest Airlines a run for its money. So Southwest Airlines, I'm sorry, you guys were $200 more, so I went with Virgin America. But I ended up in business class. You know, I upgraded at the airport. And so I sat next to John Lovitz. Now, many of you know John Lovitz as the comedian, actor, Saturday Night Live, and Simpsons, and some of these great shows. And he's a really, really cool guy. But now, if John's listening, and I doubt that he is, but I just have to say this, it's just, this guy, you talk about eating. I've never seen anyone eat so much food on one airplane in my life. I mean, it was really funny, but he's a really cool guy, actually. And so we didn't really have any conversation. I really wanted to give him his space, but he was just kind of laid back. So it was kind of fun doing that. But the experience on Virgin America is so awesome. I mean, are you kidding me? Richard Branson tempts me to get on the, what is he selling? Like, $100,000 or something like that for a seat? Going to outer space, $10,000 down, I'm almost tempted. Anyway, so your test question, here's the answer. White Castle Hamburgers is America's original slider. Are you kidding me? Dave & Buster's, Chili's, with all these different restaurants, with Red Robin, those are not sliders. They're little mini burgers. When you put them on the menu and you say those are sliders, those are not really sliders. If you really want a slider, you have to go to White Castle. White Castle is Midwest, East Coast, but you just can't get a better slider. I just love them. In fact, here's the thing. Just before the show started, someone came in, and I just posted this on Facebook. They sent in 30, I got 30 White Castles sitting here in a bag full of condiments to eat. I'm not going to eat it on air, but this is awesome. So whoever did this, kudos, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know if that was Brian or whether it was White Castle or whoever it was, but it was fantastic. So thank you, thank you, thank you for making my day. This is just too awesome. I can't believe this. So why am I in Chicago? It is my 30-year class reunion. 30 years, East Aurora High School. Kudos. Hey, go Tomcats. I hope you guys won the East-West game tonight because they are our rivals. So East High, I hope you kick some, you know, tonight. So anyway, I wanted to make sure that I said hello to my class, and I'll probably do it a couple more times during the show. So if I do, just kind of bear with me. So I'm going to bring on the VP of the ultimate, he's called the ultimate craver. You know, I think I just have to rival him for that title. I think I'm probably the ultimate craver. I mean, I can't get the White Castle. I will travel back to California with White Castles. That's just the way I am. So I'm going to bring on Jamie Richardson, Vice President of Government and Shareholders Relations for White Castle. Jamie, thank you for coming on the show tonight. This is just so awesome. You've made my 30-year class reunion extra special.
Well, Margaret, thank you. It's great to be with you, and it's especially great that Chicago team got you those 30 castles, because 30 come in a crave case, and we thought that was all together fitting and proper for your big celebration.
So was that from you? This is just too awesome.
Well, Mike Guinan and the team made sure that was all taken care of. We have 82 restaurants in Chicago, and all of them are there for you when you need us. So we appreciate all you're doing.
I love it. I love it. Now, White Castle's been around. They are really, truly the original slider.
You know, in the beginning, we're the taste America craves. It's always been 100% beef, steam-grilled on a bed of onions, served on a bakery fresh bun with one perfect pickle. So, you know, we're fortunate in that, we're the original slider, and we're still going strong. We're a family-owned business after 92 years, and 10,000 team members strong, and we're proud to be satisfying cravings every day.
There you go, 1921.
Yeah, in the beginning. And, you know, you were sharing some great quotes from Dale Carnegie, and I don't get to talk about hamburgers and philosophy that often, but we got a great quote from the philosopher George Wilhelm Hegel, who said, "Nothing great in this world was ever accomplished without passion." And we're passionate about our people, we're passionate about making memorable moments, and we're passionate about that one-of-a-kind steam-grilled taste that we get to serve to so many loving customers.
And I'm a loving customer. I was telling people, I said, hey, you know, someone laughed and said, you know, you're coming 3,000 miles to talk about White Castle sliders. I said, it would just be wrong to do a live broadcast, a live show. We're live here in the Windy City in Chicago. We're going to be doing stuff like this. We want to come to your city and do a great show for you. But it would just be, it's the ones, you know, my family knows that when I come in, they may not even hear from me until I go by White Castle. And
there
this is the question they ask me before they say hello. Did you stop by White Castle?
See, that is at the base of all metaphysics, you know. You always on your show have such great substance, but before you get to that, you have to have sustenance. And the castle's
right
there for you.
And it has been there for me. So now we talked a little bit about, now tell us a little bit about the White Castle family. Not everyone knows about White Castle. We know that we can buy them in the stores. We know that you've been around since 1921. You guys are coming up on 100 years of being in business. So congratulations on that as you keep moving towards that. You know, that's just awesome in terms of being in business. You're family owned, you're privately held, you are not a franchise and won't be a franchise. So tell us a little bit more about and how is that working for you?
You know, it's working well. And I think for us as a family owned business, it's really about not being the biggest, but being the best. And so we put tremendous focus on doing what's right for our people. So we have 10,000 team members. But if you can imagine this, of those 10,000 people, one in four have been with White Castle 10 years or more. And that's really unheard of in fast food. So we have tremendously loyal people. And, you know, that makes a big difference. And our founder really believed in providing freedom from anxiety and that if you did that, you'd attract the best and keep the best. Right. We've had a health insurance program since 1924. We have a great retirement plan with a pension benefit. We take up to 1% of sales each year and give it back to team members. Not 1% of profit, 1% of sales. And we share that back based on years of service.
Wow.
So, you know, right around the holidays, folks are getting big checks to take home and enjoy the that festive time of year with their family. And so for us, it's really about our people, but it's also about our customers. And our mission isn't big and fancy. It's pretty simple. Make memorable moments every day. So we're really tremendously blessed to have this opportunity to be part of the neighborhoods where we have restaurants, and now we're in the grocery stores, too. So we get to have a lot of fun every day and hopefully be a part of a joyful experience for so many who truly love us.
Well, here, again, I truly love you. So let me ask you a question. Let's talk about the frozen White Castles for just a moment. Now, for those lovers that of White Castle that grew up on White Castle, I grew up on White Castle. And so I kind of prefer the real thing, or they are the real thing, but I like them fresh. But you gave me a little hint earlier that I did not know about how to really properly prepare frozen White Castles to really get close to that, you know, going to White Castle, actually going to White Castle and getting that wonderful, great taste. And so share a little bit with us in our audience how to get that, because they don't know, like Californians who never been to a White Castle, you know, I don't know, can really appreciate the White Castle experience, but you can get close. And so I'm going to try this actually at home as well. So share a little bit about that.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, there's nothing that quite compares to the sight, sound, emotion of being in the restaurant, because that's an evening out or it's a morning breakfast or whatever it might be. But the next best thing, and it's as close as you can get and it's awesome, is to have our frozen hamburgers and cheeseburgers. But the way that I recommend that you do that is take them out of the freezer a little bit before you're going to have them, let them sit in the fridge and thaw out, then pop them in the microwave for 30 seconds, and when you're done, put one pickle on each sandwich, and you have as close to a drive-through experience as you could ever hope to have, and it's awesome. So, and we make those in our own food plants, and we just mirror the exact cooking process that we do in the restaurant. So the 100% beef is going down on a bed of onions, and that bakery fresh bun's being applied on the top. And so that's a really fun part of our business that continues to grow as people around the country discover the great taste of White Castle for the first time.
I got to love it. I love White Castle. They are my, I don't even know what to say. We're going to go to a break and we're going to come back and wrap up with our VP, the ultimate craver. I think I'm going to challenge him for his title. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader in the Windy City.
KDOW traffic. Hey, we're brought to you by Garmin. The San Mateo Bridge has been a struggle as one of the primary bypass routes to the Bay Bridge closure. A delays on eastbound 92 from 280 all the way through the 101 interchange, and heavy most of the way across the San Mateo Bridge out to 880. That's having an effect on north and south 101. North 101 is a lot better. Still some slowing there from Ralston up past 92. Where there's a stall at Doray on the other side of 92. South 101 at 380 in San Bruno. That's the backup heading towards 92. And North 880 delays from Dakota in Fremont all the way up past 92. Hate traffic? Don't hate. Drive happy. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid traffic and construction with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin. And for more traffic information, it's sigalerts.com.
Small business owners, Silicon Valley's second annual On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit is your opportunity to showcase your products, services, and expertise. Business radio coach Margaret Jackson from KDOW's Business on the Edge program will host this event on November 16th, bringing together On the Edge exhibitors and trainers at the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome, too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated and I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
30 seconds, everybody. Stand by.
Up and some are down. The winners are likely increasing revenues, meeting profit targets, improving customer satisfaction. And there's a good chance they're using Kronos Cloud technology to help transform their workforce by controlling labor costs, minimizing compliance risk, and improving workforce productivity. Whether you're a Fortune 500 or small to mid-sized business, find out more about the Kronos Cloud at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Now back to Money 2.0, live from Chicago on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are live from the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois. We love Chicago and we love Chicago businesses, and we are talking to Jamie Richardson, the VP Ultimate Craver. And let me just tell you just a little bit about Jamie. I'm so excited to have White Castle on the show. I am, again, just one of my favorite all-time restaurants. And so some of the things that he has achieved, he has played a part in Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle. And I think they said that was shot in Aurora. And let me just clarify that. No, I think that was Wayne's World. Okay, so that wasn't really Aurora, Illinois, just so you know. I'm like, that's not Aurora. It's not that clean. Anyway, so he's played a part in those projects, White Castle, Harold and Kumar Goes to White Castle, and Undercover Boss. He is known as the Ultimate Craver, and so he became part of the family in 1998. So, Jamie, I had a couple of more questions before I let you get out of here for the weekend. It's a long weekend. When are we going to get White Castles on the... Really, a real White Castle on the West Coast? What, ever?
You know, that we get asked that question often, and you know, maybe someday. You know, as a family-owned business, we grow with a lot of purpose, and we tend to open new restaurants in the cities we're already in. But I've got good news: we've got a Cravemobile. It is a White Castle on wheels, and I have a sense that sometime soon we might need to head west. Especially after this conversation this evening, we need to get out to the Silicon Valley and throw a party or two with that Cravemobile. It can produce, it can serve up as many White Castle hamburgers as one of our restaurants can. So it's a White Castle on wheels, and it is a lot of fun. So we might be coming to a neighborhood near you sometime soon.
Well, if you come out to California with the White Castle Cravemobile, we will make sure we take care of you, and we'll make sure that you have the turnout that you absolutely deserve. And once Californians experience White Castle, they're either going to have to travel to get it, or you can get it from your local grocery store. So it's good for those, you know, I'm going to try the method that Jamie has talked about, and I'm looking forward to that as well. But we will do something very special for you. Come out there. Absolutely. We love doing events. We are event-oriented at Business on the Edge and over at KDOW, so it would be fantastic. So next question. I am on the White Castle website, and I'm trying to understand why I'm not in the Hall of Fame.
I think you're on the path of the Hall of Fame after this testimonial this evening. I mean, this is for our cravers who go to extreme lengths to satisfy their cravings. And when you're talking about putting a crave case in the overhead bin to get home to California, I think that's a testimonial that really is a pretty vivid demonstration of your love of the castle. So, you know, you're just going to have someone denominate you. It's a tough, less than 1% gets elected. It's easier to get into Harvard than it is the Cravers Hall of Fame. But it sounds to me like you might be on the path.
It is now on my bucket list. I have to get in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding? Can I nominate myself for next year?
You can nominate yourself. Many are called and few are chosen, but I mean, yours is a true story of devotion. And you have to check out our new chicken sandwich, too. We've got a brand new grilled chicken slider that's out of this world, and just people are absolutely loving it. And the line for that we're using is, "You go, grill." Because we've been working on this grilled chicken, but it's delicious. So we've got more at the castle than just the burgers now, and everything's incredibly tasty. So we're getting to have a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. We're going to have you back on the show. I do have a couple other guests. Thank you so much for being gracious, coming on the show at the last minute. So give him a hand. Kevin, can you give him a hand for me? Can we do that? Are you prepared to do that? Thank you very much. Give him a hand for coming on the show. Again, short notice. Today you guys said yes, and we were excited about that, so we wanted to make sure we got some time in to talk about a great family-owned restaurant that takes great care of its customers. I love White Castle, love you guys and what you're doing, and so let's do some more stuff together, and thank you for my Crave case. I did eat some on break, so
You crave on, my friend. Have a great reunion, and thanks for your friendship and support. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening, great holiday.
You too, my friend.
Okay, so we are back in the saddle, and we have just continued great show. We have about 1 minute before we go to break, so I'm going to set this up for you. Now, we've had a little fun with White Castle, my favorite restaurant, hands down. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to get on the serious side, and so I have a great director of public relations and security, public safety and security, excuse me. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to CEO of Resilience, and that's going to be surreal. And we're going to talk to Kevin Brown. And so we're going to get that information, get these guys on the show, and we're going to talk about safety in the schools, hospitals, around the country, workplace. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
The update brought to you by Garmin. Because of the lack of the Bay Bridge today, it's still a difficult commute San Francisco to the Golden Gate Bridge and into Marin. The southbound direction of 101, though, pretty smooth into San Francisco.
All right, Sherrill and Kevin, can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, Sherrill, can you go ahead and just introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Cyril Ryan, President and CEO of a company called Resilience, based in Silicon Valley, and our mission is to make communities safer.
Very good. Okay, I got your levels. Kevin, can you do the same, please?
Yes, my name is Kevin Brown. I am the Director of Public Safety at Weiss Memorial Hospital in Chicago.
Okay, are you talking directly into your phone, into the handset?
Yes, I am.
Okay, do it one more time for me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you.
Okay.
I just wanted to get a level off of you to kind of see where your voice is.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So it looks like we're all ready to get going. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
All right, very good. Oh, did you see the new liner I got you?
What?
Okay, you probably... okay, here. I'll play it for you separately.
Now back to Money 2.0, live from Chicago on AM 1220 KDOW.
Yes. Did you? We haven't played that yet, huh?
No, I did. I played on the last one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I know it sneaks right past you.
I know. I'm looking at three screens here.
Okay. Okay, I'll bring the programming back.
Thank you.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
How do you manage the runaway costs of college? Start by listening to College Smart Radio with Beatrice Schultz.
President Obama signed the bill this month that changed the rules for federal student loan interest rates. Hi, I'm Beatrice Schultz. Listen in to this Saturday's College Smart Radio program, where I'll be sharing the facts that you need to know about the new rules with Bill Fay of Debt.org.
College Smart Radio, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Now back to Money 2.0, live from Chicago on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Oh, the Shy Lights, my favorite growing up. I remember my mother playing the Shy Lights back in Detroit when we lived there. I'm going to get a little serious here for a moment. I have this pet peeve, and it really has to deal with safety. You know, it concerns me that, and I've talked about it on a show many times, you know, when we have to talk about shooters in school and we have to talk about what's going on in our nation in terms of safety across the board, you know, workplace safety and managers and supervisors and decision makers can't really hire and, they can hire. Everyone feels good about getting the hire. But firing without sometimes some retaliation, it concerns me. And so I want to talk to a couple of experts that has some answers I think we can start looking at. We better start talking about it. Everything is business, and we're going to have to get in the business of looking at how we're going to deal with the workplace and how we're going to deal with protecting college students, protecting our children, protecting bosses and employees from hostile activities and some of the other things that could go on. So I'm going to bring on Cyril. He is the founder, president, and CEO of Resiligence, and they've come up with a solution that I just really, really think is cool. And it really, it's a mobile app, and they're putting the power back in the hands of the people, of parents, of decision makers, to alert authorities anonymously through mobile apps. Cyril, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
So thank you so much for having me, Margaret.
Not at all, not at all. So, Real, tell us a little bit about your company and this Tip Now product that you have.
Sure. The whole company was founded after the incident that happened in Virginia Tech in 2007, which is the 9/11 of campuses. And I was just thinking, how do we really prevent such incidents? And having also taught at several campuses, I knew the behavior of students, and knowing that texting is really very prevalent among students, I was thinking, what if they can report things anonymously through texting? And that's how the idea for TipNow was born. And we implemented the product and piloted in a few campuses, and it worked very, very well. And here you go. We now have tens of campuses throughout the nation using it. We even prevented a gun violence using TipNow. So it's in a sense, what TipNow is, it's an anonymous texting, mobile app, email, and voice-based reporting system that can be implemented across several market segments.
Right, right. Now, Cyril, let me ask you this, and I love the fact that it's already prevented gun violence, and I've been on your website, and if you want to find out a little bit more about Resiligence, you can go to tipnow.com and find out more. They are the leader in safety, community safety, workplace safety, and I really, really enjoy the fact that we're thinking about workplace safety. So this can also help in corporate America. So what kind of, give us a little bit more information on how it's being deployed in some of the places that you, like it's in San Jose State already. San Jose State University is you know, a great institution. You've got it in some of the police departments in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. In fact, you just, you're going to have it in a, and I believe you told me a university or school in Australia?
Yes, yes. We just recently signed up Macquarie University in Sydney. So this is a global opportunity, and safety is a concern globally.
Sure.
And so we are excited to get started in the Australian market. And yes, there are several campuses throughout the nation, quite a few university campuses in the Bay Area are using it, and college campuses are using it very successfully.
And what I'm going to do, and just hang with me here, Cyril, I'm going to bring in Kevin Brown. He is the Director of Public Safety and Security at Weiss Memorial Hospital here in Chicago. We are in the Windy City, Chicago. He is also the former Deputy Sheriff and from Carbondale, Illinois. And most of you know, those who are here in Chicago, Southern Illinois was university was known for its out of control parties. Halloween, I went down there one year, and it was just, of course, I was in college. That was more than 20 years ago. But SIU was a true crazy madhouse in terms of its parties. So I'm sure that was interesting for you, Kevin. But former deputy sheriff in Carbondale and now the director of public safety and security at Weiss. So, Kevin, listening to a little bit of what Cyril's saying and that you have to keep safety, the hospital safe as well. So what are the things that you're thinking about that helps keep the safety in the hospital environment?
I'm actually going to do, think about more education, keeping our employees informed. If they see something, they should say something. They can always text or call the public safety department. Our department is open 24/7. We never close. Just through education and alerting us when they do see things, because they're more of them than it is of us.
Right, right, right. So having said that, Cyril, let's go to a break. I think we need to go to a commercial break so we can get into this a little bit more. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader, and we are live in Chicago, Windy City.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Still tough going out of San Francisco, headed for the Golden Gate Bridge. And
all right, guys, we'll be back in just over 2 minutes, okay?
Sure.
All right, very good. Kevin, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, very good.
Margaret? Right. Hey, Kevin. Kevin, both of you guys' name, the producer here that's talking to you, his name is Kevin as well.
How you doing?
Kevin, your line is kind of dipping in and out.
Yeah.
We're not hearing you as clearly as we'd like to. Are you on a cell phone? Are you out on Lake Michigan?
Yes, I am on a boat, yeah. I'm actually sitting here next to the captain.
Okay, tell the captain we said ahoy. Is that how it?
We'll have to place on this boat.
So we'll let the that's kind of cool. We have to let the audience know that you're on Lake Michigan. I didn't think you guys would go out on Lake Michigan like with a storm watch. That is so brave.
I know. Well, it's not raining right now, and it looks like it's trying to clear. It lights up every now and then, but. Good.
I'm just proud of you guys for having a I wouldn't have went out there. That's fantastic. So great. Okay, so we understand. We'll let the audience know so they can appreciate why there's a little dipping in and out. So thank you for being able to call in, Kevin.
No,
we appreciate
no problem,
it.
Jack. And I appreciate you having me on your show.
It's no problem. And please call me Margaret. Miss Jackson just sounds so old.
Okay. All right, Margaret.
Thank you. There we go. Okay, so Kevin, how long before we're back?
We have a minute and 10 seconds.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, folks, here comes the programming again.
Registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Because you've booked with booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, booking.com. Booking. Yeah.
Joe Anderson here, certified financial planner alongside Big Al, Al Klopine, lead CPA for Peer Financial Advisors.
We do a show every Saturday morning called Your Money and Your Wealth, and we get to meet many clients each week, and their concerns are the same. Whether they have $500,000 in net worth or $50 million, they want more income, they want to pay less taxes, and they want to know what to do in this market. What is their recovery plan?
Yeah, they want to stop the bleeding. They want to stop losing money.
So how do you go about doing that?
Listen to Your Money, Your Wealth, Saturday mornings at 9, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Now back to Money 2.0, live from Chicago on AM 1220 KDOW. Keep us fair. Oh, 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 oh.
There's a double dutch bus coming down the street, moving dirty vessels.
Kevin, my producer, has done his homework. You are playing all of the Chicagoland old school music. You know I am so old school. Welcome back to Business on the Edge. We are talking to Kevin Brown, Director of Public Safety at Weiss Memorial Hospital. And we're talking to Cyril Rayan, co-founder, president, and CEO of Resiligence. And we're talking about safety. We need to be safe in the workplace. Our children need to be safe from bullying and from acts of violence or rape on college campuses and the things that we're seeing go on. We really have to change those dynamics when you have... I'm not sure, guys, and either one can jump in on this question. Where is our nation going with regards to safety? You know, Kevin, do you want to start off with that?
Well, I think, you know, safety has really become a big issue, especially here in the city of Chicago. I mean, as soon as you see the news, I mean, the world sees it. But where I work, safety is our number one priority. Otherwise, if we don't keep our visitors, employees, and patients safe, nobody will come there.
Sure.
So it's my job to make sure that they are.
Sure.
So, through a lot of training and education, we kind of, you know, accomplish our goal.
Right. So, Cyril, how does Resiligence work or Tip Now works for like a hospital? So how would that tool work or that app?
Sure. It will be very, very useful in hospitals. As we know, there are various issues that can happen in hospitals. One of them is drugs related, and there could be some situations where illegal drugs are being used and are being stolen possibly. And there are so many other issues that can happen in hospitals. So the concept is very easy. Each hospital which uses TipNow will be assigned a phone number and an email address, and also they will be their name will appear on the mobile app. TipNow also has a mobile app, and so the staff or even visitors who are coming into hospitals can be using the mobile app to report any suspicious activity, and it's totally anonymous, so their name will not appear anywhere. But at the same time, they can voice their concerns, and then it is distributed to the administrators who are responsible for receiving these tips and taking action on it. So that's how it would work, and it can be a very interesting tool to prevent major incidents.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me just share really quick. I have a little announcement to make for Taste of Berryessa in Silicon Valley. Taste of Berryessa is coming up Sunday, September 29th, 2013, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m., presented by Councilmember Canson Chu and the Berryessa Business Association. And we want to say thank you to the sponsors out there, FCC Realty Group, Business on the Edge. We try to give back as well. McDonald's, State Farm is a great gift. Hey, Pizza California, awesome, awesome, awesome. So Key Point Credit Union. We want to make sure that you come out, participate in the community, and taste some great food and enjoy yourselves. So getting back to our topic here, and Kevin, for those that are just tuning in, and Kevin's out actually on the lake, so if the audio is just a little bit off, you know, be gentle with him because he is out there on Lake Michigan. How cool is that? We are in Chicago, the Windy City. So, Kevin, we talked earlier, and you said something interesting about smart ways for employers to relieve staff members from duty if they need to do that. And can you share your thoughts on that? I think we lost Kevin. Did we lose Kevin? Okay, so Kevin, we'll get him back on the line. One of the things that we discussed and talked about earlier today prepping for this show is just smart ways in educating, and he mentioned that earlier, educating employees, educating bosses, decision makers on really how to be sensitive to how they're, you know, relieving people from their duties, like not having them work all day and then, you know, letting them go. But we're going to let Kevin come back in and catch up with him on that as well so he can share a little bit more. But Sherrill, so this product that you have, which is fantastic, now is that app, that mobile app, who can use that? Is it like if you're in a hospital, does that mean that there's something on their website that patients or people that are coming to the hospital can get the information if they see something suspicious, can get to, you know, that security? Or is that just an in-house use? Because on college campuses, students have the capacity to let security know that something unusual is happening. Like on college campuses, 15% of guys admit to date rape. They admit to taking advantage of someone that they know on college campuses. So how does that work?
Basically, the mobile app is free for download. It's available both on iPhone and Android devices. And the way it works is, so let's say a particular hospital subscribes to the service, then their name will appear on the mobile app in that location. So if, let's say, Weiss Hospital in Chicago, if they sign up, then their name will be put into the system. And people who are staff or visitors can download that app, and they can send tips anonymously. And to raise awareness, definitely we need to have posters at strategic locations in the hospital or business card-sized information pieces that can be distributed to staff and employees.
Right. And people want to be safe. Bosses don't want to worry about retaliation and things like that. But you have also another product or service, if you will, social media monitoring, okay, technology. So what exactly does that do?
Sure. This is a brand new product called TipNow Social. And what we were looking at is, in the last few years, there were quite a few cyberbullying deaths that happened. And then we realized that there is a lot of data on social media which can help us identify any suspicious activity, including cyberbullying. And typically these things are happening over several months or even a couple of years before a death happens. So the idea was to try and track it even beforehand so that we can prevent these major incidents like suicides and cyberbullying deaths.
Sure, sure. We're going to go to break and we're going to wrap up the show when we come back. Resilience, everyone, on safety. We'll have Kevin back in just a moment, and we'll get his thoughts on smart practices for employees. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader in the Windy City.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Brought to you by Garmin. Still tough going out of San Francisco, headed for the Golden Gate Bridge, and North 101 continues low up to the 580 junction for the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. If you're headed that way east, once you're past midspan, it moves smoothly into Richmond, into the East Bay. Other slow spots because of the Bay Bridge closure. Again, the South 101.
Hey, Kevin, you still with us? Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. All right, cool. Kevin, Cyril, I know you're still with us, right?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
cool.
Still here.
Very good. Okay, we have just about 2.5 minutes till we jump back in, and then this is going to be our last segment. We're going to bring it in for a landing, okay?
All right, cool. Okay.
All right, good job, guys. Okay. Margaret, you still? Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Very good. We're all hanging on. All right, we've done pretty well for the situation at hand.
Great, great. Kevin, right. You've done a great job producing the show tonight. Oh, appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret.
I forgot my own sound effect.
Perfect, perfect.
Very good. Okay, so I'll bring it back. We got just about, like I said, just about 2 minutes. We come back.
Okay, perfect.
Programming coming back.
With a variety of all-day summit training tracks, you can choose the track that fits your business goals. Future business owners welcome too, as KDOW Morning Show host Rob Black conducts a session just for college students. You'll gain valuable information and have the opportunity to network with members of the Bay Area small business community. Join the small business problem solver, Margaret Jackson, for Silicon Valley's 2013 On the Edge Small Business Expo and Summit, coming Saturday, November 16th to the Courtyard by Marriott in Newark. The expo is free. For more information, including training schedules and registration, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz.
The topic is real estate, how to invest, buy, sell, and finance. And you're invited to join in on the conversation. Tune in this Sunday morning at 9 for Real Estate Talk with your host, veteran Bay Area realtor, Mary Ann Cadorna. Each Sunday, you'll hear the very latest news and trends in the world of real estate. If you're looking at buying your first home, or perhaps you have multiple investment properties, you'll discover timely insights. It's Real Estate Talk with your host, Mary Ann Cadorna, this Sunday morning at 9, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
You're working late.
Yeah, I'm going to be out for a while starting tomorrow, so I'm trying to get as much done as I can tonight.
Vacation time, huh?
Oh, no. I'm going to be in an accident on my way to work. Uninsured motorist. I'll be laid up for a while.
Nobody expects to get in an accident, and nobody plans on being injured. But you can be prepared, and knowing who to call is the first step toward recovering damages. Call 1-800-4-INJURY for the Kavara Law Firm. Trusted personal injury attorneys with a proven record. 40 years of service. Over 20,000 clients. Millions of dollars recovered. Call 1-800-4-INJURY and let Kavara Law Firm go to work for you. 1-800-4-INJURY. They're experienced, aggressive, extremely committed to winning, and they work on a contingency basis. If they can't recover your money, you pay no fee. Kavara has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they'll review your case for free. So call 1-800-4-INJURY. That's 1-800-4-INJURY. Or visit 1-800-4-INJURY.com.
Now back to Money 2.0, live from Chicago on AM 1220 KDOW.
I love it. I love it. This is just the right song to go out on. You know, we've got some moves for that particular song. We're back, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. We are back. So we have been talking to safety experts. Kevin Brown, Director of Public Safety and Security at Weiss Memorial Hospital here in Chicago, and Cyril Rayen with Resiligence, with his TipNow. And there's many other products that he has. So if you have an opportunity, go out to tipnow.com and listen to some of the testimonials out there. There's videos out there. You've got San Jose Police Department out there that is sharing information. Again, San Jose State University, Fresno State University, case studies, just fantastic. Let's get our schools safe. Let's get our businesses safe. It is a must. So, Kevin, you're back with us. So tell us really quick, this is our last segment, tell us some of your thoughts on what employers can do to not make their employees or former employees hostile upon, you know, having to fire them. He is Honeyboat Lake, Michigan. We'll have to bring Kevin back on the show and let him share a little bit because he has a real passion. And you're talking about a former sheriff, deputy sheriff, who understands and has, you know, when you work in the police field, you understand violence and what's going on and how to protect people. So he has some very good thoughts. And just to share a little bit of what he was saying is that, you know, bosses, you don't have to wait the whole day to fire someone. If you know that they're going to get that pink slip, you can do that, you know, with some grace and give them some dignity. Now, I admit sometimes some people are probably still just going to be ticked off, but there's a right way to do it. And so you don't have to put people at risk. You know, my husband is a decision maker. He hires and fires. And so when he has to fire, it concerns me. You know, I'm a decision maker. And so if I have to fire, I'm not as concerned. You know, I'm just kidding. But you are concerned, actually. But you want to be protected. You want to be in a safe environment in terms of being able to do your job. And just for the record, for those that are kind of, you know, on that mental edge of breaking point that you might tip over if someone fires you, when you get the job, I don't know, this just is just me. I'm just saying, you know, you could get fired. I mean, that's part of the package. And that doesn't give you permission to go and shoot up the workplace. And if you think you're that person, go get some help. Go talk to someone privately and just let them know that you're a bit of a time bomb and you probably need to talk. So if something happens, you're able to make a smarter decision. By the way, this is my 30-year class reunion, Eastboro High School. Tomcats, go Tomcats. I hope you won the game tonight with the East-West game. And for those of you that says, what does this have to do with the show? Nothing. It's my show and I get to say it. So go Tomcats. For those that are listening in, tuning in here in the Chicagoland area, I appreciate you, your coming in and talking to us. I see the Facebook posts. We have all of this tipnow.com on our Facebook page. We are back in the Bay Area next week. And again, live from the Windy City. Surreal, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. Resiligence, tipnow.com. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader from the Windy City.